It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Elizabethan courtier, soldier, and poet Sir Philip Sidney. Born in 1554 at his family's estate at Penshurst in Kent. From his youth, Sidney was respected for his high-minded intelligence and frequently provided diplomatic service to Queen Elizabeth I as a Protestant political liaison. He later earned her displeasure, not a difficult thing to do by all accounts, left the court and began writing poetry. In 1586, Sidney accompanied his uncle, Robert Dudley, the Earl of Leicester, to the lowlands to defend the Protestants and was wounded in battle. He died a few weeks later on October 17th. Considered a national hero, he was given a lavish funeral. When his poetry was subsequently published, he became lauded as one of the great Elizabethan writers. He had also gained fame as one of the finest literary critics of his age. His Defense of Poesy is an attempt to raise poetry above the criticism that had been directed at it by contemporary critics and to establish it as the highest of the arts, best fitted both to please and to instruct, and surpassing both history and philosophy as teachers of virtue. According to legend, despite his pain as he lay dying, Sidney declined a cup of water in favor of another wounded soldier, saying, "Thy necessity is yet greater than mine," underscoring a carefully cultivated persona of nobility. His lavish state funeral, which almost bankrupted his father-in-law, Sir Francis Walsingham, the Queen's spymaster, was delayed until February of the following year, just 8 days after the beheading of Mary, Queen of Scots, drawing attention away from that political powder keg. He is buried at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. A biography of Sidney, written by his school friend, Fulke Greville, was published in 1652. He is considered the model of a true Renaissance gentleman, equally well equipped to wield a sword in service to his queen or a pen in service to his muse. Here is a sample of one of his finest sonnets. Titled Astrophel and Stella, it tells the story of the bright and beautiful but distant Stella, whose name means star, and Astrophel, the star lover, who is consumed with unsatisfied love of her and frustrated by his failure to win her heart. Loving in truth and fain in verse my love to show, that she, dear she, might take some pleasure of my pain. Pleasure might cause her read. Reading might make her know. Knowledge might pity win and pity grace obtain. I sought fit words to paint the blackest face of woe, studying inventions fine, her wits to entertain, oft turning others' leaves to see if thence would flow some fresh and fruitful showers upon my sunburned brain. But words came halting forth, wanting invention's stay. Invention, nature's child, fled stepdame study's blows, and others' feet still seem but strangers in my way. Thus, great with child to speak and helpless in my throes, biting my truant pen, beating myself for spite, "Fool," said my muse to me, "look in thy heart and write." Alas, as Shakespeare said in A Midsummer Night's Dream, "Ay me, for aught that I could ever read, could ever hear by tale or history, the course of true love never did run smooth." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 30th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.